Hi, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And today, Anna, it's fun facts, fun facts, facts that are fun, fun facts.
Yeah, it's also my favorite unit.
You like fun facts? Mm-hmm. We get to learn things that are fun. So we'll be smart and we'll have a good time at the same time. And that's always awesome. So today we're going to be talking about dirty food and a lot of other interesting things. So let's check out some fun facts.
Check it out.
Reading.
Fun facts.
You've probably seen someone eat food that's fallen on the floor. But do you know how long the food can remain on the floor before bacteria get into it? A. You have 1 second before bacteria get into the food. B. Food can stay on the floor for 5 seconds before bacteria get into it. C. Bacteria will get into the food immediately after it hits the floor. You made a clean sweep of this question if you picked C. Bacteria are extremely fast, so they don't need much time to transfer to things. What's more, it's estimated that 93% of all shoe bottoms have fecal matter on them. So, bacteria can spread easily in households where people wear their shoes indoors. In fact, our skin has more bacteria on it than the United States has people. But here's the silver lining. Our bodies are incredibly resilient. People throughout the world find kittens and puppies to be adorable. But what makes something appear cute? A. Things look cute when they're soft and cuddly. B. Whenever something looks like a baby, we find it cute. C. Anything that is funny is automatically considered cute. Answer B is as cute as a button, which is why it's the correct one. Conrad Lorenz, an Austrian scientist, discovered that people have a soft spot in their hearts for things with these traits: small body size, big head and eyes, and soft, round features. Babies have all of these traits, which is why we find them adorable. Characters from cartoons are cuter when they have these features as well, which might explain why certain anime is so popular.
So, fun facts. All right, let's check out fun fact number one. I'm not sure about this one. This one made me think. You've probably seen someone eat food that's fallen on the floor. So you're like, oh, and you fall and then you pick up the food. But do you know how long the food can remain or stay on the floor before bacteria get into it? But first we should explain bacteria are those tiny little things that you get in your body and they make you sick, right? So like when we're told to wash our hands in the winter, it's to kill the bacteria so that you don't get a cold or something, right? Because it's the bacteria that get in your body and make you sick. Bacteria in your food, of course, can also make you sick, which is why we wash vegetables and things before we eat them. But if you drop the food on the floor, how long does it take before the bacteria get into your food? We should mention the example sentence for bacteria. Cooks should avoid bacteria by washing their hands often. Right? And if you work in a restaurant, you wash your hands. So how long should the food stay there before it's going to be too dirty? A, you have 1 second before the bacteria get into the food. Okay, one second. So if you're very fast, it's okay. B, food can stay on the floor for 5 seconds before bacteria get into it, and then it's too dirty. Or C, bacteria will get into the food immediately after it hits the floor. So it hits the floor, that's it, it's dirty.
1 second,
5 seconds, or 0 seconds?
差不多1秒吧, I think it's A.
You think it's A, 1 second. Okay, alright.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I thought it was about 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
Bacteria move very slowly.
Really?
No, I have no idea. But I thought it was not the answer, but the answer we should tell people. Uh-huh. It says you made a clean sweep of this question if you picked C.
C?
Immediately.
Immediately?
As soon as it hits the floor, bacteria. That's it. There's no time between one and the other.
怎么可能?
Mm-hmm. That's
without
right.
Without a second.
Not even. Oh. Not even. It says you made a clean sweep. A clean sweep is a total victory, okay? 100% good. No problems, no mistakes. For example, we could say Titanic 2, that famous movie, made a clean sweep of all the Oscar awards. Titanic 2. There is no Titanic 2. It's a joke, you see, because how can you have, part 2?
我有没有看过第二集的 Titanic?
Titanic 2. The boat sinks. There's no 2. Jack died. That's it. It's over. Anyways, but a clean sweep means they win all the awards, right? Yeah.
所以其实不是字面上什么清干净的意思吗? It's not the literal meaning sweep something very clean.
Well, if you do a clean sweep of the floor, there's no dirt on the floor.
所以真的有字面上的意思就是清干净，要不然就是大获全胜的意思。 如果你选C的话，你就大获全胜哦。 因为细菌 bacteria 这个字通常都会用复数，它就是复数的形 bacteria， 它立刻就会跑到食物上。
That's right. Bacteria are extremely fast. So they don't need much time to transfer to things.
Yeah, wait a minute. Don't need much time, so 1 second would be fine?
No, 1 second. They're faster than that.
Okay.
They're like little bugs in Ferraris.
Okay.
So you need no time to transfer the bacteria from the floor or whatever onto your food. To transfer is to kind of move from one's area, one place, to another thing. Okay? So we're transferring from the food to the floor, or the floor to the food. Another way we can use transfer is when traveling. For example, to get to London, we have to transfer planes in Hong Kong. A lot of people have done this, right? You fly from Taipei to Hong Kong, change airplanes, transfer, and then go to London or other places.
所以在那个时候的所谓的change airplanes 其实就是转机, 而那个转机的转或者是细菌的转移的转, 在英文当中会用 transfer. Transfer.
Yeah, also when we use the MRT, right? If you want to go
转车,
around, you transfer at Taipei Main Station or something like that.
Transfer to the blue
the
line.
The blue to the red or the red to the orange or whatever. Yes, exactly. And it also says, what's more, it's estimated that 93% of all shoe bottoms, the bottom of your shoe, have fecal matter on them.
Fecal matter?
Fecal matter.
What does that mean? Bacteria?
No, it means poo.
Poo?
Poo. Yes.
And then meow meow?
Your poo, my poo, dog poo, cat poo, poo. Just poo. And all poo is bad. You can't really say, oh, it's just chicken poo. That's okay.
Wait a minute, say that word again.
Fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
That's what doctors would say, yes, when they're doing tests.
Matter 就是一些东西嘛，那 fecal 就是排泄物的。
Yeah.
所以几乎我们 93%的我们的鞋底都有排泄物喽。
Mm-hmm. So, bacteria can spread easily in households where people wear their shoes indoors.
So we can choose our shoes indoors.
Well, if you take your, I guess the idea is if you take your shoes off before you go inside or into the kitchen where you eat food, it might be a little bit cleaner and safer. But of course, you still should just clean your floor, right? Wash your floor every week or so. Sweep
every
the floor
week?
Every
I thought
day.
It's every day.
Well, I mean, most people are too busy to do it every day.
I know,
and in fact, some disease is some bacteria is okay for you, right? It makes your body stronger. So if you live in a totally clean place, you might actually get sick more. It says, it talks about that in our story. In fact, it says our skin has more bacteria on it than the United States has people. So there are more than 300 million people in America, and there is more bacteria. There's more than 300 million different bacteria on your skin all the time, even if you shower.
所以我们的皮肤上的细菌数呢，比美国人的人数还要多，是这意思吧？
That's right. Now you're asking, well, why aren't we just sick all the time? How can we live so long? Why don't we just die all the time? Well, here's the silver lining. Our bodies are incredibly resilient. The silver lining is sort of the good news after the bad news. The bad news, bacteria everywhere. The good news, our bodies are incredibly or very resilient, very strong, very tough. It takes a lot to make us sick, basically.
所以其实呢，虽然皮肤上的细菌很多，但是还有一个好消息哦。这个好消息是什么？另外好的一面，这个 silver lining 指的就是我们的皮肤啊，我们的身体其实是很有抵抗力的。Resilient 在这里指的是很有抵抗力，而且是相当有抵抗力， incredibly resilient.
That's right. And one of the simple things you can do, of course, keep your house clean and keep your hands clean, because a lot of the bacteria gets into your nose, your mouth, your eyes, because of your hands. So think about that.
Right.
Don't worry about the rest of it. All right. People throughout, this is number two. People throughout the world find kittens and puppies to be adorable. Yes, they are. They're very, very cute. That's what adorable means.Kittens, baby cats, puppies, little baby dogs. They're so cute. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, you do, you. They're very cute. They're adorable.
Okay. 很可爱哦。Adorable 就是好可爱哦。得人疼爱，得人喜爱的 adorable.
For example, Jenny thinks her new baby is adorable. You're so, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
对哦。
Adorable. Now, why? Why do these things seem so cute? Why do we look at puppies, kittens,babies and say they're cute? A, things look cute when they're soft and cuddly. Okay,
that makes sense.
Kittens, puppies, babies are soft, cuddly. They kind of, you know, they fit in here, they're warm, they kind of hold themselves close to you because they're so cute. You know, is that why? Because they're soft and cuddly? Because, I mean, think about it, a spider isn't really soft or cuddly, and most people don't think they're cute.
That's scary.
Maybe. Okay, B, whenever something looks like a baby, we find it cute. So maybe kittens, puppies, and babies, there's something about them that's kind of the same, and so we think it's cute. It could be, that could be. C, anything that is funny is automatically considered cute.
Funny?
Funny, yeah. So
strange?
If it's funny, because kittens are always like fall down or chase each other.
Oh, 好笑
So anything that is funny is automatically considered cute. Automatically means right away, without any change, without any decision, just happens. For example, you know, if someone throws a ball at you, you might automatically put your hands up. You don't think, a ball is coming at me. I should put my hands up. No, it just happens right away, automatically. So we automatically think something is cute if it's funny. Well, I don't think it's that because, what's his name? Chu Goliang? He's funny, but he's not cute.
对
哦。Yeah.
所以如果
Jim Carrey is funny, but not really cute.
Right. 所以像那个很好笑的东西不一定就立刻 automatically 或者是自动就是很好笑啊。I think A and B...
A and B are pretty close. Well, the answer is B. Yes, if you answered B, well, you got the answer that is as cute as a button.
Okay.
And that's why it's the correct one. That's a good expression. As cute as a button, it's our shortcut for you.
Let's take a look.
Check it out, yes.
Check it out. You'll be so cute.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what book is that?
It's all about ducks.
Ducks? Hey, that baby duck is as cute as a button.
A button? These are pictures of ducks, not clothes.
To be as cute as a button simply means to be very cute.
I see. As cute as a button.Means 非常可爱
You got it. I think that baby ducks are as cute as a button.
You know what would be really cute?
What?
If someone made buttons that look like baby ducks.
Now that would be as cute as a button.
Okay, so why do we know this? Well, it says Konrad Lorenz. Konrad Lorenz was an Austrian scientist, and he discovered that people have a soft spot in their hearts for things with these traits. Small body size, big head and eyes, and soft, round features.
哦、所以真的是有学者做这个研究，这个学者是一个澳洲的科学家，他发现呢、其实我们大家对于以下的东西呢都会觉得非常的可爱。不过我们先提到一个 soft spot, what does that mean?
A soft spot means you kind of like it, even if you don't really understand why, you kind of like it. Okay, so for example, if there was a kind of toy that you liked as a kid,Even as an adult, when you see that toy in a store, you might go, oh, that was my favorite toy. Other people will go, but now you're 50 years old and you're a doctor. I know, but I love that little toy. It's just a very special place in your heart. It's a soft spot in your heart.
对，如果翻成中文的话，大概就是一个弱点的意思，一个比较一定情不自禁会喜欢的那种感受 ,a soft spot. 所以我们对于什么东西我们会觉得很可爱呢，这些东西要有这一些 traits, 要有这些特征，小小的，然后头大大的，眼睛大大的，软软的，圆圆的。 So I think A is the answer.
Well, if it looks like a baby, that's exactly why we like it so much. It says babies have all of these traits, a small body, big head, big eyes, right? Some people have big eyes, but the baby's head is so much smaller. The eyes look so much bigger.And that is why we find them adorable. Remember, think about this. This is a good, also a good example. Characters from cartoons are also cuter when they have these features as well, which might explain why certain anime is so popular. If you look at some of those Japanese anime, right, they draw a teenage girl, but they make her eyes so much bigger than normal because it's cute, because people will look at it and they like to look at it.And they might, if they draw the bad guy in a cartoon or an anime, they might make the eyes much smaller, or the head is kind of like a triangle, and not like a circle shape. Very interesting stuff.
That's why Doraemon is so popular.
Exactly. He's just all circles.
这个根本就是圆的。
Right?
And Mickey Mouse?
He's all circles too, really. If you look at him, circle ears, circle eyes, circle body. Right? It's a good point. Check it out and look at a kitten and a puppy or a baby, and you might see that there's something similar there. So, something to think about, but we'll have something more to think about in our For You chat question coming up right now.
For You chat.
Okay, here's our chat question. I'm going to ask you this question. What looks really cute to you and why?What is the thing out there, if you look at it, you go, oh, super kawaii.
Babies. Puppies.
Babies, puppies.
And,
kittens?
Not really.
No?
Sometimes.
Baby pandas.
Baby panda.
Baby pandas.
Oh, 圆圆
you see? Yeah.
That's
Small
my soft
head,
spot.
Big eyes. What about penguins?
Penguin? Not really.
Not really. What about elephants?
Small baby elephants.
Baby elephants, you see? Yeah, exactly. What about sharks?
No.
Baby sharks.
Not really.
No, because you know why? If you think about it, baby sharks look like a small shark.
Right.
Right? The head doesn't really get bigger or smaller. It's just a small version of a fish.So that's why we don't really look at baby fish and go, oh, such a cute baby shark, right? Because they don't change as much as other kinds of babies
what
do.
What about you?
Let's see, baby spiders.
Oh, really?
Baby mosquitoes.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I think most of the normal things are pretty cute, yeah. Maybe a little baby chicken.
小鸡
Yeah, same kind of thing. Soft, round, cute. That's why we like it. What about you guys? What do you think is cute? And why do you think it's cute? Good question. Have a chat. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Fun facts.
You've probably seen someone eat food that's fallen on the floor. But do you know how long the food can remain on the floor before bacteria get into it?A. You have 1 second before bacteria get into the food. B. Food can stay on the floor for 5 seconds before bacteria get into it. C. Bacteria will get into the food immediately after it hits the floor. You made a clean sweep of this question if you picked C. Bacteria are extremely fast, so they don't need much time to transfer to things. What's more, it's estimated that 93% of all shoe bottoms have fecal matter on them. So, bacteria can spread easily in households where people wear their shoes indoors. In fact, our skin has more bacteria on it than the United States has people. But here's the silver lining. Our bodies are incredibly resilient. People throughout the world find kittens and puppies to be adorable. But what makes something appear cute? A. Things look cute when they're soft and cuddly. B. Whenever something looks like a baby, we find it cute. C. Anything that is funny is automatically considered cute. Answer B is as cute as a button, which is why it's the correct one. Konrad Lorenz, an Austrian scientist, discovered that people have a soft spot in their hearts for things with these traits: small body size, big head and eyes, and soft, round features. Babies have all of these traits, which is why we find them adorable. Characters from cartoons are cuter when they have these features as well, which might explain why certain anime is so popular.
Vocabulary review.
Bacteria. It's important to kill any bacteria on our hands with soap before cooking. Clean sweep. The basketball team made a clean sweep by beating every team in the finals. Transfer. He transferred some music from his computer to his smartphone. Adorable. Puppies are so adorable that people can't help but pet them. Automatically. The students automatically became nervous when their strict teacher stepped into the room. Soft spot. She has a soft spot for sad movies and cries all the time while watching them.